Good morning, podcast audience. Monday morning, 8 o'clock, it's that guy, Kenny Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to be very brief today and direct to the point. I want to say to the executive council and the executive board of Local 304, why don't you stop with the witch hunt? It's rather embarrassing because I'm telling you, I'm going to podcast this sequence of events that I'm going through to the audience, and I'm going to try to show just how you do business in Local 304, whether that's good business, bad business, or funny business. I'm going to show for what it is. And what I mean by that is the local president appears to have members of the local filing the exact same charges against me. This is the second time I've been charged with violating my letter of suspension. And again, the reason why I say the local president appears, because if it was a true violation, why wouldn't the local president just file? But as I said earlier, I'm sure he's waiting till enough of his constituents, file their charges, then he'll file his also. But I want to say to the podcast audience, it's a witch hunt, and it's all designed to ensure that I'm not a eligible candidate to challenge the current local president for that seat of local president of National Postal Mailhandlers 304. They continue to use as a reference or a basis for their charges that I use the newsletter, that my podcast is the newsletter, and I try to explain to them the difference, but I'm going to let you hear the difference. Define newsletter.
Newsletter means a bulletin issued periodically to the members of a society, business, or organization.
So if we understand that that's what a newsletter is, then let's also be able to understand what a podcast is. Define podcast.
As a noun, it means a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device, typically available as a series, new installments of which can be received by subscribers automatically. Do you want to hear the remaining one?
Yes.
As a verb, it means make a digital audio file available as a podcast.
So what I've just done is I've played for you both versions of I gave you a definition of newsletter, and then I gave you a definition of podcast. And again, these are not my definitions. These are Webster's definitions. And I want you to see that they're not the same, and I wish that you'd stop filing those frivolous charges against me, trying to say that the podcast is the newsletter, and I told you many times it's not. The second charge that continues to surface is that I'm assisting members filling out step one worksheets. Well, let me say this to you. There's only been one or two that have asked my advice on it, and I give them my advice. If I can sit down with a member and show them articles in the contract that apply to their issue for them to then take to a steward, I don't understand what your hang-up or your hardship would be with that. What it sounds like to me, as I interpret this entire situation, is Local 304, and I think it's embarrassing, Local 304 seems to be upset that the president, on his own, without the advice, the vote, or any other consideration for the executive council or the executive board, on his own, suspended a branch president. And that branch president, working within the confines of his unconstitutional suspension, is still in a position to assist members in an effort that they would choose over what the local is providing in Columbus, Ohio right now. That's the issue. So you're mad at me for still helping members. How do you even put that in a charge? And as an executive council or an executive board, how do you even consider that? And to the branch president in Mansfield, Ohio, how would you even have any knowledge or even concern as to what grievances were filed or were not filed in the Columbus office? Again, this is being done at the request, I believe, this is being done at the request of the local president. And instead of just, and to the local president, I say, if you would just do your job and satisfy the members, then you wouldn't have to resort to dirty, underhanded tricks trying to get people, or not people, trying to get me disqualified to challenge you for that position. You know, I'm going to look through my old hard drive, external hard drives, and I'm going to find a copy. I think we printed one or two issues of the newsletter. I'm going to find that newsletter, and I'm going to post it on Facebook and on YouTube, and then I want you to tell me what is so damaging about that newsletter that the local president would even consider trying to stop it. And with respects to you charging me with processing grievances, I think we have a fundamental difference in what the word processing means. And I say, if members are not satisfied with the representation they get from their stewards, and they come to me as a branch president, an elected union official, suspended of most of my duties, and ask for my advice and my guidance, and I give them articles in the contract that they can take to the steward, or even if I help write the worksheet out for them, let's go one step further. If I sit in the step one meeting with them at their request, I am still not processing anything, because I do understand that any member can file their own step ones, but it's not going to be processed whether it's you're successful or it's denied until the union handles it. So we really need to stop with this nonsense. And again, we are just showing and when I say executive council and executive board, please understand I am not talking about every branch president or state representative. I apologize when I say that, because I'm not talking 100%. There are some that just support the nonsense of the local president, and they are rallying, I guess, to his cause. But again, I say to you now, and I'll say to you for the next 3 years, I am the best candidate for this position. And the fact that we want to go to underhanded tricks to try to get me disqualified, because why? I am helping union members. No more, no less. I am helping union members. I have the skill set needed to combat a lot of the foolishness that management does in Citygate. But at the request or the demand of a local president, that skill set is not allowed to be used. Because he has fear that when the members see the work that I'm capable of doing and the work that I'm going to do, again, the vote for local president in November is going to be a very easy choice, and it's not going to be your current local president. So as I close this podcast, please jump on board the 180-degree movement. Again, a movement designed to let your voice be heard. Support Kenny Hodges as the lead candidate. And let's get our union powerful, strong, and engaged in activities and issues that affect the membership.